Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show every Tuesday. This time with Sean Treif and Bobby Bell. Choppy will be back tomorrow. And Jerry is brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, doing great. And good to be on, guys. Beautiful day today.
So, Jerry, I saw a picture of you guys celebrating Thanksgiving, saw a little bit of it in the Netflix special. Can you just take us inside the cabin or wherever you go and how much family you get together? And, like, what type of, is it a weekend? Is it 3 days? Where do you guys, without particulars, so, you know, we don't want to give away too much.
It started many years ago, actually way back before the Cowboys. And I had so many of the people that were, you might see on Netflix, were a little small. But we would go to this hunting area that I had in Arkansas, deep in the woods of South Arkansas. And my entire family, on my mother and dad's side, and Jean's entire family on her side, my wife, and everybody, all their, her sisters and brother and my sister and all that family, moms and dads, we would all pile up in literally about one big room and about six small bedrooms. I've had as many as eight sleep in my bed with me, piled across, laying across, everything in the book. And you have to get up early, like 4:30 to go duck hunting. Before the sun comes up, and but you would not go to bed, really. You'd just kind of work through the night, and just like I said, beginning Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, we'd join there and spend 2 days. That's all you could handle of it, is 2 days. But we had one of the biggest get-togethers right on top of each other, really enjoying having all the festivities of Thanksgiving and hunting, which at that particular time was deer and duck. But that started it, and so ever since that time, we always play on Thanksgiving Day here with the Cowboys. But then after Thanksgiving, Friday, we gather like that and try to do that. And I do that at my folks' ranch up in Missouri. And we all go up there and pretty much do the same thing. We've each got a bed now, so we don't have to pile up.
Nice. Thank you for the recap. We're going to start off the football stuff with something a little bit different, because not only for 15 years with us, but, you know, since you bought the Cowboys, you've done a great job of taking the slings and the arrows. Well, this past week, Jerry, with a lot of our fan comments, it has been Jerry GM credit and praise. We did a possible Executive of the Year segment about an hour ago with Quinnen and George Pickens and Jadeveon Clowney. So we just wanted to start off relaying that a lot of the Cowboy fans on our station, on our show over the past week, are giving you a ton of GM credit, even though there's a long way to go. So just wanted to start off with that.
Well, thank you, and I do, because if it's going to work, it's going to pay off in wins, and we all know that, and I understand that. And I understand criticism when we don't get it done in terms of winning the ball games. But I really am pleased with how this team has come together over these last two or three weeks. And you always think you have that potential or you wouldn't have made those decisions to begin with. And we really have strengthened, really, our fronts over the last couple of years. We look different. We're bigger. We're bigger on the front on defense, bigger on the front on offense. That was very deliberate. One of the things that I saw two or three years ago was when we get in these playoffs, they run over us.
Yeah.
And we need to get bigger up front. And so start with that right there. And really we had that in mind on the, that trade with Micah that we made to start the year to be frivolous, not frivolous, but to just be tried almost. But that was an effort to go get and use that currency, if you will, draft picks and cap room. Cap room just as important as the draft pick. And use that cap room to put players on the team that we wouldn't have been able to get had we committed that money to one player.
Jerry, in terms of jump-starting your football, in terms of jump-starting your football team, this has felt a lot like the Quinnen Williams trade, like the Amari Cooper trade that you guys made in 2018, where you guys kind of sparked and went on a run. Have you viewed that impact sort of similarly, that Quinnen's had that same sort of impact that Amari did in 2018?
Well, yes, and as it turns out, but the answer is yes. Certainly, Amari did give us a spark. But the distinguishing thing, and I said earlier, I tried to make the trade by giving Micah, by trading Micah to the Jets and getting Quinnen and a number one coming back to us. I didn't offer to trade it heads up. And that's what I wanted in training camp. And we couldn't get that done. But in my mind, Quinnen is not only just what you want in the middle and really what you want for run. And frankly, see, he puts pressure there, run and pass. But the most important thing is his football character. And it's outstanding now. It's off the charts. And that combination is rare, very rare. And so you see that bringing it to the table. He's contagious in there as far as inspiring other players to play. When you've got that football character on top of outstanding football talent and you're a big boy, that is rare. And so that's what we're benefiting from.
Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys general manager and owner, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You made reference there to, you know, other guys kind of playing better as well. One of the guys who seems to have really exploded onto the scene in the last couple of weeks is Oso Odighizuwa as well. And, you know, Kenny Clark's played better. Is that one of the other benefits you feel like you've had here? It's not just that you added Quinnen Williams, but it feels like you almost added new players with the way it's performing.
Well, if you look at those guys, and of course, Oso could play farther out if we wanted him to play farther out. But his unique position is his quickness inside there complements what Williams, complements what Kenny Clark brings. All three of those players have, again, tremendous football character. And we knew that when we extended Oso last year. And, I mean, I think this year, to begin this year. But we knew that, and we knew we wanted him around for a long time. His quickness is kind of a more of a gap player, whereas Kenny and Quinnen are mostly are can play it either way, really, both of them. When you line those three up in there, and you've got them either in rotation or you've got them in there together, you really create a dominant feature to our foot, to our team, and the combination of all of them. While someone asked, "Well, you're not going to be able to keep them all three," that's not right. We can, and we can build from that. And of course, number 41, and of course, Clowney's playing off the charts. Clowney, And we're getting a lot of really big play out of Sam Williams right now. So I'm going to leave somebody out here. But they just bring opportunity to the other parts of the team. But that combination in there, when you want to look at the Dallas Cowboys today, it wasn't here when we started the season. But when you bring it in there today, it's very unique.
Jerry, you know, when you look at, you mentioned Clowney there, and I'm glad you did. He's had such a big impact for you guys as somebody who was brought in later in the process. Can you just talk about, A, the impact that Jadeveon Clowney's made, and then, B, he missed practice yesterday with a hamstring injury. What are the prospects for him being available on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thursday.
Well, I look to him to be available this short week. Not short week, but really not a short week for us. But we don't have many days left for him to be out there. Planning on him playing. But that's not a given. You have to. This truly is warm them up out there before the game on Thursday, and if they can play, then you'll make them active. But Connie, I think, had 1.5, 2 sacks, something like that, in the ball game the other day. But Connie's came in as the number one pick in the draft, as you all know, and has maintained a level of playing all of the years that he's been here. And he has had 2 games back-to-back that really are very noteworthy. And so between him and 41, between those two, we have really started some outside pressure along with Sam's relentless pressure. Running. Sam's a lot like Lawrence in terms of he just will run all over that place and never quit. So bottom line is I like what we're getting from the outside, and I really like it, what we're capable of doing when we the machinations let us have potential 5 people up there. We get 5 people up there. That's hard to block.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, everyone is viewing Thursday night as another heavyweight fight, but the Lions have not been as invincible as they've been in past years. What are you seeing that's different about this year's Lions team?
I can't get that 40 points they hung on us last year out of my mind right out here at home. And that hook and lateral they did back there on that one pass play that just was just embarrassing, really. And so I can't get that out of my mind. But listen, I give them all the respect that they've earned over the last 2 or 3 years, and they've got a great running back. And so and their quarterback, we need the pressure. And that's all, that's cliche almost. But I think they're at home, and plus they're playing with a real urgency because they're looking at needing to get these last games to be ready for the playoffs, and that was their aspirations not a given, but certainly they thought they were going to have that maybe better than they've had it. So I look for them to be as ever bit the challenge these last two games have been for us.
And Jerry, you touched on what the next question was going to be. That was 47-9 on your birthday, and it felt like they went a little out of their way to get to that 47. Will revenge be on your mind a little bit? And even if not, when is the last time that you had kind of a revenge game in your mind to where, hey, if we can stick it to them, let's do it? How often does that happen?
Well, we have it when we play these people in our division. Playing Philadelphia is really that way, and candidly, the Giants in Washington are too, and we're fortunate to really have them. In college, our rivalry at Arkansas was Texas, and that was not it, but it was it. But that adds to it. That's my town against your town. I've seen these old-timers 70 years old saying, boy, remember back in 62. Remember such and such, he was playing the end, and they're sitting there talking about, we got you. We got you good that year. Yeah, you did, but we kicked y'all's butt the next year. That to me, is something you can't replace about American football. My town against your town. And Detroit let us do that a little bit. Had that feeling because of that kicking they put on us last year.
Jerry, we're all trying to speculate and figure out a way into this postseason. And you've been honest with us about kind of scoreboard watching. Right now, do you think that your best opportunity is wild card with how loaded it is in the NFC? Or do you think this thing would have to get done by winning the division?
Well, sometimes when you know that it's hard to figure, that's when you just have to put your head down and say, listen, I can't get this rationalized or coordinated in my mind, so we're just going to go out here and win these ball games. Then it can happen for you. This happens. Teams lose. I was just looking 2023, how Philadelphia dropped their last seven in a row. Mm-hmm. And there that was in between Super Bowl appearances, I think. So bottom line is these things get off kilter. I'm talking about teams. Things quit clicking that were clicking. And, boy, you can and that momentum get to believing all the players. Teams go get better just because of what's out in front of them, and teams do drop off. Our best shot, I think, is to win the division.
Jerry, you know, we knew there were so many different changes that occurred during the offseason with, you know, head coach and some different things with defensive coordinator, scheme, personnel, all those sort of things. So this was going to be kind of a period of change. Can you look at this season and come away with it saying it was a success or it was a positive without making the postseason, or is a postseason berth required for you to say, yeah, that was a good season for us to build on?
I think we need the season berth. We do need to get in the playoffs. But we made the decision that created most of the decisions we made this year when we extended Dak last year. Because at that particular time, we needed to sit down and put a plan in place over the next 4 years. That's when we signed Dak. And put a plan in place that could get it while Dak was sitting here in his prime, healthy. We got a setback that first year when Dak got hurt. But the bottom line is that that's when that was put in place. We knew we had to make some of these changes. I may or may not, Mike and I, Mike McCarthy, we sat down. I was on the fence about whether Mike we'd make a change there or not. And Mike and I worked through that and ended up making a change. That was one that wasn't quite that apparent when that season began, or even when that season was over. But Shoddy came through the process and really gave us an opportunity. Now, I knew right there that change there, but mainly the change of the staff, that was going to present some problems. Always you have things to work on apart from just personnel. The good news, Shoddy knew the personnel, and he was comfortable with the personnel, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But he knew our defensive personnel, and we all shared the same thing. We needed to do some of the things that we're doing, moving the personnel in and out. The biggest thing is that we changed these defensive coordinators relative to the defense. Now, that's a challenge. You go out there and you get you a new boss on defense 3 years in a row, and you're going to look a little you're going to have problems when you first start the early part of the season. We had them with Zimmer. We got better as it went along. And, of course, we had them this year with Flus. We got better as we've gone along. But the good news is the players, the coaches match up. We've had crisis. We've come through and had some positive things happen in crisis. You couldn't have asked for a better way for a new staff to meld and get in and start working together for the longer haul. So I'm excited about what we've done, how we have evolved, and it would be a fairy tale, not total fairy tale, but it would be wonderful to pull this thing out, get in those playoffs, and have this staff make a run at it. We've got the personnel that we can compete like that.
Jerry, you know, you mentioned there that it was a tough thing early on for the defense to adjust. One of the guys who seemed to have a tough time adjusting early on was Trayvon Diggs. And he talked about, you know, he would talk publicly, say, I want to be in more man coverage. We need to play more man. And he was having some difficulties with the adjustment. He is expected to be back this week. Is it fair to say that Trayvon Diggs has to earn back your trust a little bit when he returns to the field?
We know Trayvon Diggs. We really know him and know his pluses. And like anybody, he's got things that positions that he doesn't do as well. But we know Trayvon Diggs. And Trayvon, if he practices good and he can practice good, he'll play good. And Trayvon is a natural ball hawk. And what you get from Trayvon is you get real respect from the opposing team about going toward him. And that's a plus to have him out there and have that kind of respect. They're conscious of the fact that he'll play that ball like that. But I saw him early this year make three different tackles that I hadn't seen him make in his career. I mean, physical tackles.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, where'd that come from? So this year, I've seen him do some things that are really promising for his return back for us. And I hope he's able to go. We'll see how this week's practice go, and if it could draw it up, you could see him out there.
Jerry, how much better is he doing physically? We were trying to figure out whether the IR, how much of that was about concussion, how much of that was about the knee, and how much of that was about maybe you guys moving on. How do you compare his health from about a month ago to what it is today?
Well, Dr. Jones here, and I qualify my answer because we all know the extent that I'm medically proficient, but bottom line is, it was about his ability to play football, his knee, not as much about concussion at all, not about as much about his home accident. It was mainly about his knees, and he's had those have been. They were an issue coming out, going into training camp because we had hoped that they'd be in better shape. As he got back from his time off in the spring season, off season. Bottom line is, he's back now. It's what it is. What it is what it is. And he's back. He won't be on that field unless he's really capable of being Trayvon Diggs as far as his real skill levels, the way we are today, as opposed to when last time he was on the field. We're executing better around Trayvon. And so everybody's adhering to their responsibility. That'll put emphasis on him initially being responsible for his responsibility, if I can say it that way. And that will help us. Everybody has to have a first, they've got to take care of their first responsibility. When that doesn't happen, it's got a good chance of breaking down on that play. So I think we can get that out of him. When he's on, he's an absolute menace to the opposing offense. They know it. So you gain from that standpoint. So I'm excited to have him back.
Jerry, last one for you. We noticed against Kansas City that Pickens was not out there for the first two plays. Is there anything to that?
Well, as far as if he, I mean, he was not out there the first two plays. And but as far as I'm getting your question implied, is there anything wrong with him or is there anything that issue off the field? The answer is no, absolutely not. So I wouldn't make anything of that at all, nothing of that.
Jerry,
and I'm not being defensive.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Jerry, thank you so much for the time. We cannot wait for Thursday night. We'll hear you again on Friday. Thank you.
Me too, guys. Let's have a good week. Rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's react to all that. And a new favorite for NFL MVP, Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com as well. And our final Dave Chappelle ticket giveaway of the day right around the corner on Sean and RJ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.